Welcome to the ENC Wedding Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jennifer Bertling. I really appreciate you being here to listen as we discuss tips to help you plan your wedding. I'm sure you will find our topics beneficial to you in your planning process. In our podcast, we'll have wedding professionals, brides, grooms, and others participating in discussions that will assist you in your planning. And it is my hope to help you reduce your stress level as well. Hey, welcome everybody. We're so glad to have you back. And if you are newly engaged, we're so happy for you. And we will be talking about all kinds of things having to do with weddings and wedding planning. Today, I am joined by Kathleen Harrison of PS Productions. Hello.
Hey, hey.
So happy to have you here. We're going to be talking about original ideas or somewhat original ideas.
Yeah.
That I guess basically that you don't see all the time.
For sure.
Of things that you can do at your wedding. It's going to be all kinds of things. So I think let's just start diving in and we'll, just talk back and forth and hopefully give some ideas to our couples. And we were talking about this ahead of time, Kathleen, and you were mentioning about taking the idea and running with it. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like we kind of talked about a little bit before, it's really going to be hard to come up with a truly, truly original idea. And like, I know sometimes I see stuff on TikTok and I'm like, oh my God, where did you come up with that idea? Mm-hmm. But then you put it on TikTok, you get a million views and suddenly you're starting to see that kind of trickle through. But I don't see a problem, you know, if you see something you really, really like and it kind of like, you feel like that would enhance your day or make you feel more special, then, you know, go with it. But I think the whole premise of like original ideas is you and I have done so many weddings. And for the most part, you see a lot of the same stuff over and over again. And that there's nothing wrong with that. And it's just kind of become the standard. But when you do see that one thing when you're at a wedding, you're like, wow,
that's just a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, you can take it and run with it and make it your own.
Absolutely.
Even though it was originally as somebody else's idea, but now it's a little special to you and your fiance.
For sure.
So one of the ideas that I really liked was asking your guests to take selfies as they're coming into the ceremony. Obviously the photographer is not there snapping all of these. The bride and groom are ready. You know, they're off getting ready. And so nobody's capturing this moment.
Yeah.
So if guests will come in and actually take these selfies and then send a little well wish to them and either text them or send it to their hashtag on their Instagram account.
Yeah. Well, I love the whole doing a wedding hashtag, mm-hmm. but then having things like strategically placed throughout the ceremony and reception of like, hey, tag us on Instagram. And then after the wedding, you go and you look and you have hundreds of pictures that you would have never seen otherwise. I think that is so cool.
Yeah, that's, I think it's one of my favorites. That's why I wanted to bring it up first. And even little videos.
Yeah.
Even if you have a photographer and a videographer, they might give it a different angle.
For sure.
You know, because obviously that's just one person getting it and you might get it from the other side or, you know, your guests might get it from the other side.
Yeah.
And it could be very interesting.
No, definitely. And I think something cool too is like, you know, reception, it's friends and family and you're all celebrating together. And I would get so happy if I saw a bunch of videos of like my dad out cutting a rug on the dance floor or something like that. And maybe the videographer was outside with, the bride and groom. Mm-hmm. They didn't catch that. So I think I love encouraging guests to kind of participate in like creating like, you know, memories from the wedding.
Yes. And I will note, but maybe during the ceremony, put that camera down. And
oh, yeah. Keep that in the purse.
Exactly. It doesn't bother me. It bothers me so much to see all those cameras out. And I've even seen the shot from the photographer and you can't even see the bride because there's somebody sticking their camera or their giant iPad out in the middle of the aisle.
That I love unplugged ceremonies where,
me too.
And even I've seen where the officiant or the pastor will say like, please do not take your phone out at the bride and groom's request.
Yes.
And then you still have someone trying to sneak it in.
I know. I've had somewhere they're standing in the back and I've said, can you please sit down? We have a videographer. Yeah. And I'm whispering it to them, because we want them to enjoy the moment. So another trend that we're seeing is that they're starting to walk. The couple is walking themselves down the aisle.
I think that's so cool.
Yeah. There's multiple reasons why this can happen. Maybe
there's parents that are deceased, or mm-hmm. maybe the relationship is not that well between maybe the bride and the groom, or the bride and the father, rather.
Yeah.
And, you know, so there could be different reasons why, but it's also something that's special for the two of you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I love a first look. And I think it's just so special because, like, okay, so you're seeing the groom for the first time. He's seeing the bride for the first time in front of all these people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it even kind of makes the first look even more special if you guys are going to walk down together, because you can already have that little moment in private and then, you know, go forward with the ceremony.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that, and, you know, I'm a mother and my daughter is of age to be able to get married, although she's not planning on it anytime soon. But I've thought about this mm-hmm. as a mom that, wow, you know, oh, my husband gets to walk her down the aisle.
Yeah.
I'm like, where do I get left out? I don't get a first dance. I don't get, you know, it's like, oh, what do I get to do? But maybe that's being a little selfish.
Yeah.
But I love my daughter so much.
Yeah.
But, you know, walk maybe both the mom and the dad.
I love that idea, too.
I do, too. I think that's sweet. You know, not all aisles are wide enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting a little misty eyed. She's looking at me. Kayla, I love you so much.
Aww.
But anyways, I really like that trend, too. I think that's very sweet. And just making sure that the aisle is wide enough for three people.
Yeah. Well, it's definitely something that you do not see very often, either, you know, bride and groom or everybody walking down together. So I think another really cool thing, too, is wedding scavenger hunt. And I love this because, you know, during cocktail hour, things can kind of drag on when you're waiting for the bridal party
that's
to come
true.
Back. And I think that's just such a fun way to kind of keep your guests engaged.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, it's going to give them something to talk about and give you memories to look at. So I love that idea.
Mm-hmm. And they can also put up a sign to mm-hmm. guide them what to look for.
Yeah.
You know, oh, look for somebody that's wearing pink or polka dots or, you know, anything. It could be, you know, find the caterer, you know, or
definitely.
Something special.
Yeah, I mean, there's really endless possibilities. And
mm-hmm.
I think, too, it's something where, you know, where you have your table settings. If you have a seated dinner, you've got that sitting right there beside, like, the menu card. And
mm-hmm.
it's just, you know, gives people something to do.
Right. And then you'll get some unique pictures from that, too. And maybe some more fun videos to watch.
Yeah, definitely.
On your honeymoon. Because, you know, it takes a while for the photos and the video to come back. You might get a sneak peek.
Mm-hmm.
But this is something that you can enjoy with each other during your honeymoon. And just go and look at all those hashtag pictures and videos.
Yeah. And it's like, you're right. It's like one of those instant things. Because it does take a little minute for your photos to come back and definitely your video, but you know, you've got all that sitting right there on your phone.
Mm-hmm. You know, something else that I saw, Kathleen, on social media last week was mixing and matching the bride's, the bridesmaids and the groomsmen on both sides.
Ooh.
And one of the reasons why this particular bride had done that was because the groom was very social.
Mm-hmm.
He had like 13 groomsmen and she only had 8 bridesmaids. And so that's really lopsided, and which is okay, you know, especially if it's only one or two people, but they had a lot of people. So they mixed them on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
So standing from the groom's side, you had a groom, you know, probably the best man and then a bridesmaid. And then you just go out, and on the other side, the same thing. But because there's more groomsmen, you'll have, you know, man, woman, man, woman, man, woman, you know, so
yeah.
You have a little bit of a mixture. So it's not, it was really a beautiful shot.
Yeah. Well, it's, I mean, and that's definitely a unique and original idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And especially, you know, thinking about sometimes you see bridal parties and there's just so many people.
Mm-hmm.
But it could be, you know, the bride, she wanted all her sorority sisters and then her
mm-hmm.
cousins, and then the guys trying to like scramble to find it, or the opposite in that situation. So I love that kind of, it takes that pressure off of saying, oh, well, I have to have this amount,
mm-hmm.
you know, for the party.
And if you have a lot of natural couples where they're already married or together, that could be really very nice for your pictures, too, even if you had an even amount of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think that would be really sweet if they got to walk each other down or back.
Yeah.
Or both, depending on what you choose.
No, for sure. So another really cool thing, I think, is doing a Friday wedding, because
mm-hmm.
traditionally weddings are on Saturdays.
Yes.
And everybody's used to that. I love the idea of a Friday wedding because it gives you the entire weekend to enjoy. Mm-hmm. And it also gives your guest. And so, you know, if you want to continue celebrating and you want to do brunches and lunches, or the people who come into town, if they want to just spend the weekend wherever you're getting married, I think it kind of opens up that opportunity. And the wedding is done. Mm-hmm. It's over Friday. So the rest of the weekend, everyone can kind of just relax and enjoy it.
Yes.
But when you have a Saturday, Friday is crazy because you're doing rehearsals and making sure everything's mm-hmm. decorated. So I love a Friday wedding idea.
Some in some places and some vendors actually charge a little bit less, too, mm-hmm. if you do a Friday wedding. And the other thing is when you have a Friday wedding, of course, people are still taking the day off from work, but they probably were going to anyways.
Yeah.
And then you can enjoy Saturday together, and then you have that travel day home on Sunday.
Yeah, definitely.
And you're not in that what I call wedding hangover.
Yeah. Yeah.
While you're traveling.
We did a Thursday wedding last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Friday idea to me is a little more appealing because you're having to take up less time
mm-hmm.
and you don't have to worry about so many coordinating schedules. And the main reason they did this because, like you said, the venue charged less and they were all traveling from out of state. So mm-hmm. regardless, they were going to have to take a bunch of time off. But I feel like Friday is that like perfect spot to like still be able to enjoy your wedding and then also enjoy your weekend. Mm-hmm. And I might even make it a little less hectic.
Maybe it might be a little hectic on the front side. But once you get in, you're really excited and you yeah. just kind of want to jump in. And then, like I said, then you have time to rest afterwards and just you're relaxed and you can really enjoy it. And then maybe you take off for your honeymoon on Sunday.
Definitely. And I love like a black tie feel for a wedding. I get, you know, I'm also down with like the more casual, but I feel like having it on Friday night, too, that like, you know, you're probably going to have it like a 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock wedding mm-hmm. and then reception's going to go a little later. But I feel like that would also up it if you're trying to, you know, do something different and have like a more elegant feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Friday is such a good day to do that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, another thing that I'm starting to see, and funny enough, we are going to have one of these at our Fusion cocktail party on April 2nd at Carolina Colors, is a white bouncy house decorated.
I will be all up in that bouncy
yes.
house.
I told Ben, I'm first.
Yeah.
But that's a really great fun thing, especially if you're going to have a lot of kids. But also, it's a stress reliever. People yeah. want to get in there and jump and have a good time. And
I can't imagine the photos and videos that you will get. Oh, I bet they're so cool looking.
Yes. So we will be getting some pictures next week for sure on
yeah.
that. Anyways, I thought that's a kind of a fun thing and a unique. We're not seeing that all the time. And, you know, big stress reliever, I think.
Yeah, I love that.
So another unique thing that, although I've seen it for years, but it's very rare, let's say, is the butterfly release.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever seen it in
no.
person? I haven't either. I've only seen videos of it. I think the thing with this is that you need to make sure that they're safe. You know, mm-hmm. we always want to be careful with animals and I know they're insects, but, you know, we don't want to kill them. So make sure that they're kept in a very safe place. Read the directions
yeah.
on how to take care of them, because nothing's worse than opening this box and nothing comes out or a couple come out.
I just watched a video of officiant and they did a dove release
mm-hmm.
at the ceremony and he pulled the dove out of the box and threw it up and it just tanked.
Oh,
oh my God.
Oh,
I had
no.
such bad secondhand embarrassment. But yeah, taking care of them is a big thing, but I think that would be beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Another one that I think half of my weddings probably did this last year was what we call table roulette. Have you seen this yet?
No.
So right around the end of dinner time, maybe right after toast or before toast, I kind of like it after toast preferably, is the bride and groom gets up and they run during one song or maybe a song and a half, depending on the size of the group,
uh-huh.
and they take a picture with everybody at each table.
Ooh.
And so it's very fast paced. And I know on a couple of weddings, people were starting to look around the room and find a great backdrop.
Oh, cool.
You know, or they were setting up chairs for the bride and the groom to sit in front of them. And so it's just a fun way. And it's a great way to make sure that you get a picture with everybody that's at your wedding.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even think about that, because that has been a concern with a lot of, you know, bride and grooms, as if I'm doing photos. they almost feel like they can't even relax and enjoy the evening because they're trying to get a picture with this person and make mm-hmm. sure they have one with this great aunt. And like they're so stressed about making sure they have photos with everybody. That's one way to knock it out.
It is. And you're talking about a 3 minute.
Yeah.
You know, maybe, like I said, it depends on the time, how many guests you have, but, you know, about a song or song and a half.
No, that's so cool. I love that.
And it's a great time. The other thing I just recently saw, and I thought it was interesting because, you know, I've always seen the lantern releases, mm-hmm. but so many people are, you know, outlawing that because it's a fire danger.
Yeah, it's very dangerous.
And so this particular couple actually had a lighted, you know, not candle, but just a regular light inside of a lantern.
Oh, cool.
And it was on a stick, so it didn't fly away and end up in our waterways or anything like that. So they just held the lantern up. And, you know, for an Asian couple, this could be part of their heritage.
Yeah.
But I think that for anybody, it would be really beautiful because you could, you know, you can use different types of lanterns on a stick.
I can only imagine how pretty the photos and videos from that turned out, mm-hmm. especially that like soft glow that comes out of them.
Yes.
Oh,
and
wow.
That was one that I really enjoyed. And once again, it's original.
Yeah.
Not that many people do it.
No, definitely. Ooh, I love that. Well, one thing that I am so obsessed with is like having a flower man or a flower grandma.
Uh-huh.
Seeing a grown man come down the aisle in sunglasses and a fanny pack.
Yeah.
And either be like very daintily dancing and throwing out petals, or even when they come with like a beer or like little yes. shooters and they're tossing out drinks, the possibilities are endless. And then grandmas are obviously so freaking cute. So.
Yes. I mean, the flower mans, usually they have a lot of drama with them.
Oh, you have to have your most animated friend.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I actually had a wedding last year that had two flower grandmas and an aunt.
Oh.
So all three of them came down, and they were very special to the bride and the groom, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, they were really getting into it, too. And you could just hear all the little giggles. And
yeah.
I think it's just sweet because they didn't have little kids that they could have come down the aisle as the flower girls. Or, if your grandmother is very special to you, this is a great way to incorporate her into the ceremony.
Yeah. Well, and when you think about it, I mean, like you kind of touched on before, aside from like the father of the bride, parents and grandparents, there's really not an opportunity for them to get involved unless mm-hmm. they're doing some kind of little ceremony inside. But that's a really special and unique way to have another member of your family be involved in your ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Anytime you can incorporate family into the ceremony, it just makes it special. And,
oh, for sure.
And it's something they'll remember. And then it's something you'll remember too, because obviously there'll be more of the pictures.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, I love that.
Yes. So another trend I had seen on TikTok was these flash mobs.
Oh.
You know, like Mamma Mia flash mobs.
Yes. Yes.
I haven't seen that. Because we all enjoyed the movie, you know, a few years ago when it came out. And of course, for that music has been around for a long time. But there's been other flash mobs. That one just seems to be a very popular one.
Oh, see, I've never seen a wedding flash mob. I remember a few years ago, engagement flash mobs were like a thing, mm-hmm. but I think it would be so entertaining and you'd get such good videos and photos if you had just a giant flash mob break out at the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also, you can do, if you did the bridal party, it's a little bonding thing you guys can do before the wedding.
That's true.
Yeah.
Everybody can practice it or.
Yeah.
Something else that I saw that I thought was sweet, and this piggybacks on the first look. So maybe while you're doing your first look, after you have that moment, then you can go over privately and actually read private vows to one another.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Isn't that romantic?
Yes.
Because you can say the regular vows in the ceremony in front of everybody, but maybe there's something special that's just between the two of you and you don't want to say that, or maybe you're embarrassed to say it or you don't feel comfortable saying it.
Yeah.
Except to your partner.
Well,
that would be the great way.
That's great for couples who maybe the bride or groom, one of them is shy and they're, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, they don't want to say something private in front of everybody. Because I love sweet vows.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, like, I want to see both people like boohooing the whole time.
Right.
And, you know, as for someone who doesn't feel comfortable sharing something, that's a great thing. And then also, this kind of goes along with it. I've seen people do the private dinner mm-hmm. with bride and groom.
Yes.
I've seen that be fairly common now. But I saw on TikTok, this couple did a private dance at the end after their send off, and they made everyone clear out. Even the DJ left, and it was just them, their videographer, and their photographer. It was gorgeous. Oh,
well, I actually probably about half of my couples last year also did that end, that last dance. It, I love it. And I'm always back there just kind of peeking to myself because I'm just trying to keep an eye on things. You know, it usually lasts about 2 minutes, but it's a great time for your planner or her team or whoever to just start getting however the exit's going to be.
Yeah.
Now, it moves everybody outside. That gives them time to set up. Meanwhile, they're doing that special dance by themselves.
Yeah.
And we bring the lights down and just maybe just candles. And it is really just a beautiful moment.
I love that. Well, I think any, because it is such a, it's a big day and there's so many moving parts and there's so many people who you know, they're excited to be there with you and they're excited to celebrate. But also, like, it's a very private day.
It is
a huge thing for a couple to be getting married.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think anytime you can just add those little private moments, to me, that just seems so special.
Mm-hmm. So something else that's unique that you can do, of course, we have what, these table numbers, right?
Yeah.
You want to tell your guests, okay, we want you to sit with your family, your friends. We want to reserve these spaces for you. You can make it unique to you. So maybe different places that you visited together.
Oh.
Take a photo and put that photo, and you could put the name of the place, you know, like Bern, Switzerland, or,
yeah,
you know, or Paris, France, wherever it is that you've been together. And that is what's going to dictate where people will sit on the seating chart.
Oh, I love that. Especially, I mean, table one, table two, table three.
Boring.
Yeah. No, that's so cool. I've never even thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Just me. And I had one probably about 3 years ago, I think it was, where they actually did their different pictures of their dogs. Because they had quite a few dogs, I guess, through the time that they had been together, and they had a smaller group that was going to be there. So you make it unique to you. Well, it's not an original idea. It will be original for you if you find something that's special to you and your fiance.
Oh, no, I love that idea. That's so cool.
All right. And then something else I've recently seen is that instead of just the father-daughter dance and the mother-son dance, that the bride and groom actually dance with both parents.
And, I love my mama and I love my daddy, and that would make me so happy. I think that should be the new standard.
Yeah, I like that idea. And this kind of goes back to what I was talking about earlier. It's like, what do you mean? He gets to walk her down the aisle and he gets to dance with her. Like, oh, I'm just like chopped liver over here. But in something that this particular bride mentioned in her video was that they did the dance for the mother. When the bride was dancing with her father, the groom was also dancing with his father, and then the mothers as well. So that cuts down on the time, because those first dances can get lengthy.
Yeah.
And people don't mind watching for a little bit. But if this gets drawn out, you know, maybe 10, 15 minutes, you're losing them. They're off to the bathroom. They're drinking. They're like, I need another drink. I gotta hit the bar. But if we can shorten the actual time. And, you know, I remember a long time ago, and I must have been a kid, and I don't remember whose wedding it was, but I think they used to do the first dance, and then you would get the parent dances up, but then people would join in, or vice versa. Like, that, it's kind of ringing a bell to me, and maybe I'm imagining this. Kathleen, do you remember?
I don't, but it makes sense to, like, have, you know, especially if somebody wants to dance to an entire song,
right,
like a 4.5 minute song, to, you know, have like the DJ announce, like, okay, we'd like to have all our guests come join us, something like that.
Yes.
To me, that makes sense in my head. I've just never seen it done.
Yeah, I feel like maybe it was the bride and groom, and then the parents got up, then the wedding party got up, and then others joined them.
Yeah.
And that might not have been the first dance. It might have just been a way to get people up to the dance floor.
Yeah.
You know, but when you're a kid, sometimes you don't remember things. Yeah. You know? All you remember is just, you know, the fun stuff. So I think these are some great ideas that we talked about, you know, in different trends, and, you know, just going back to what we said earlier, to make sure that even if it's not necessarily original, try to make it original to your wedding.
Yeah, for
sure. Know, give it a little twist or something like that.
Yeah, you know, kind of said it in the beginning. Like, I feel like for most people, they feel like there's a standard they have to follow. And it's, oh, well, I saw so-and-so do this at her wedding, so I guess I have to do it at mine. And that is not the case.
That's right.
Yeah, take those ideas and run with it.
That's right. Thank you for being here, Kathleen. I really appreciate it. And if you'd like to meet Kathleen and other great vendors, me too, sign up for the Fusion Wedding Planning Party at Carolina Colors Pavilion on Sunday, April 2nd, 2023. It's going to be between 1 and 5 p.m. You can sign up at FusionWeddingProfessionals.com. I'd also like to thank PS Productions for hosting this ENC Wedding Talk podcast. PS Productions has proudly served our Eastern North Carolina community with quality photography, video, audio productions, lighting, and sound rentals for over 16 years. If you would like to ask questions or have a topic you'd like us to discuss, please email us at encweddingtalkshow@gmail.com. I'm Jennifer Bertling, and I thank you for your time and being with us. Until next time, take care.